a little bit. You could just get, let yourself get into a really comfortable position where you can feel that you can actually relax. And just give your body and mind a few minutes to do just that, to just relax. But to relax, they really need to. For the body and mind to relax, they need your blessings and your appreciation and your goodwill. So just mentally become aware of your physical body and speak to your body, telling it how grateful you are to have this body and how much the body does, how it serves you 24/7. And how much you love and appreciate it. So if you can actually say the words in your own words, say that to your body so that your body actually hears and feels those sentiments. See, your body is a very good friend. A very good friend to you. That you love and respect and care for. And feel the body relax in that. As it receives those blessings from you. And turn that attitude now toward your mind and all of the work that your mind does for you. What a wonder it is to have a mind that can handle so many emotions, so many perceptions, and can also think, can also have viveka, can discriminate. So as you let your mind relax and wander about and just simply be free, let it be free in that appreciative attitude. You can actually verbally, mentally tell your mind how much you appreciate it and how blessed you are really to have it. Yourself be a very good friend to your mind. And let it be a friend to you. Now ask your mind if it has anything it needs to tell you, any worries, any concerns. If it can tell you, then it won't have to worry about that as you're starting to meditate. Now spend a few moments just addressing your unconscious, all of the child parts inside, by just asking, simply asking, does anyone inside have anything to say that they want me to know? You have to actually mentally address, using words, address the unconscious. Does anyone inside have anything they want to tell me? And if you have anyone speaking to you inside, just be a loving, good parent. Good parent, or good friend, or teacher. And give those parts some time to really be with you and really talk with you, to say what it is that may be bothering them or hurting them in any way. On your own, you may spend quite a bit more time having that inner dialogue with all of the parts inside. But for now, we'll cut it a little bit short, and you can tell all of the different parts, or the one that you're talking with, that you will be back, that you won't forget, and then you have to honor that tonight or tomorrow. Don't say anything to your unconscious that isn't true. So that the relationship you have can be real. And the more you can love and be an inner friend to your unconscious and the parts inside, the more they will trust you and release a lot of the energy that they're holding inside, a lot of the hurt, worries that they may be holding inside. They will talk to you once they trust you and know that you're not going to leave. Now think of Ishwar, your relationship with the Lord, with Bhagavan, or with any Ishtadevata, any form of the Lord or Goddess, Saraswati or whoever it may be. Invoke their presence. And tell Bhagavan anything that is on your mind, especially the things that are important to you, your concerns, what you want to accomplish, what it is you want, or want to know, whatever it is that's real. Not just the now I lay me down to sleep type of prayer, or let all the beings be happy, but let yourself have a real relationship where you say what you really feel, what's really on your mind, what your real concerns are, as well as your joys, whatever is real. And let that be the prayerful relationship that you have. A prayerful relationship which is a real and most honest relationship. And if you're angry at Bhagavan, then you should tell him you're angry at him and why. If you're happy or sad or whatever the relationship is, just spend some time saying what it is that you really want and need, or whatever it is that's on your mind. And let your mind and body just relax into Ishwara and recognize itself as a part and parcel of Ishwara. Just like a dream character is part and parcel of the dream of the whole, let your body and mind relax into the creation, relax into Ishwara. And now notice your own silent presence. As the body and mind are part and parcel of Ishwara, taken care of and part of the whole, so give your body and mind over to the whole, over to Ishwara. So you let the jiva resolve into Ishwara, into the truth of who you are. And just abide as your own silent, simple, whole presence, the conscious being that you are. And just appreciate your own nature. It's very deeply silent, conscious being. Whole body and mind, pranam to that being. It's the very being that Dakshinamurti is contemplating upon. Or Shiva. Or Saraswati. Or any of the deities that you see. The Buddha. Any of the deities you see in meditation. It's a simple, silent being of yourself. All of them are enjoying, simply enjoying your own nature. They all have a silent half smile on their face, like you may also have a half smile, gentle smile.